Let me understand a baseball great tops your sports report today.
Kim, let's begin here in Washington, where President Obama has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the USA's highest civilian honor, to baseball great Willie Mays.
Willie also served our country, and his quiet example, while excelling on one of America's biggest stages, helped carry forward the banner of civil rights. A few years ago, Willie rode with me on Air Force One. I told him then what I'll tell all of you now. It's because of giants like Willie that someone like me could even think about running for president.
'84-year-old Willie Mays rose from his chair at the White House and took off his Giants baseball cap. And President Obama smiled as he put the Medal of Freedom ribbon around his neck. Mays was one of 17 people to receive the award. Willie is regarded as one of the greatest all-around baseball players of all time. Among his achievements, a 24-time All-Star. In the words of another All-Star, the late Ted Williams, they invented the All-Star game for Willie Mays. Willie was twice voted the National League's most valuable player, and his exceptional defensive skills were recognized 12 times with Major League Baseball's Gold Glove Award. Willie won his only World Series championship in 1954 with the New York Giants, who later moved west and became the San Francisco Giants. That World Series is perhaps best remembered by the catch, a spectacular over-the-shoulder running grab by Willie Mays in deep center field of the Polo Grounds off a long drive off the bat of Vic Wertz of the Cleveland Indians. The catch is considered the iconic image of Willie Mays' playing career and one of baseball's most memorable fielding plays.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Argentina and Barcelona football star Lionel Messi says it's good to be back on the pitch after making a triumphant return in UEFA Champions League action Tuesday. In his first start following 2 months out with a knee injury, Messi was his dynamic self right from the start, scoring two goals with an assist and even getting booked late in the match for a sliding foul in Barcelona's 6-1 rout of visiting Roma. Barca's big win puts the defending champions into the knockout round for a 12th consecutive season. Speaking after the match, Messi said, and I quote, "It's tough to get back up to full speed. I prepared well and trained, but it's not the same as going out on the pitch and lasting 90 minutes. I'll take it with calm and get my pace back." Sounds like he's already got his pace back. In other UEFA Champions League results Tuesday, Bayern defeated second-place Olympiacos 4-0 to clinch first place in Group F. Arsenal beat Dynamo Zagreb 3-0. The Gunners of Arsenal can still advance next month by winning at Olympiacos 2-0 or by a one-goal margin of at least 3-2 because of the head-to-head formula used to separate clubs. The Blues of Chelsea defeated 10-man Maccabi Tel Aviv 4-0 in Group G, and Zenit St. Petersburg secured the top spot in Group H with a 2-0 win over Valencia. In pro boxing, I've been talking with Namdi Hollywood Moueta about Mexican star Canelo, who captured the WBC middleweight title over the weekend with a unanimous decision victory over Puerto Rico's Miguel Cotto in Las Vegas, Nevada. I asked Namdi about the pay-per-view numbers for Canelo Cotto.
Well, the first projection that came out, 900,000 plus, which means that Canelo Cotto will bring in a million plus. And when you times 60, that fight is going to bring in a lot of money.
Namdi, future opponents for Canelo. There was talk by his promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, after the fight that he hasn't ruled out a rematch against Floyd Mayweather. What do you think about that?
Wishful thinking. Everybody wants to fight Mayweather. Even the guy down the street wants Mayweather because he knows he'll be banking, you know.
So you don't see that happening?
No, Floyd is a very shrewd businessman. He don't be surprised we'll see Manny Pacquiao against Floyd Mayweather too. I mean, the whole world is gonna, they're screaming now, we don't want it, we got ripped off. But once the fight is made, people will come out and they're going to clean up again and make the first fight made more than $500 million, you know. So do we want to see the Mayweather-Pacman too? Definitely.
Namdi, it's now been more than 2 years since Canelo fought Mayweather. That bout was on September 14th, 2013. Since then, Canelo has beaten four consecutive opponents. Do you think he's improved since he fought Mayweather?
Oh, yes. The Canelo Saturday night was a totally different Canelo. The Canelo that fought Mayweather was totally confused. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to adjust, you know. But the Canelo Saturday night against Cotto, he was able to dominate the fight, and he was the ring general. He was able to run his combination. He was able to, like, go to the body. I think in the game now, Canelo has the best left hook to the body. I would call him a body snatcher.
And what about his head movement, Namdi? I've heard good things about that, too.
Great head movement. He reminds me of a Philadelphia fighter, a black fighter from Philadelphia. The way he moves, the way he comes at you, that's what the fans love. And he's going to be a global star because, you know, the door is open now. The two guys, they're almost on their way out. Maybe they have one more fight, Floyd and Manny Pacquiao. But this is the new sheriff in town, and he comes to fight.
This new sheriff, natural middleweight. Getting back to Mayweather, would he go up in weight to take on Canelo again?
No. Mayweather is a natural 147-pound, a natural welterweight. He already beat Canelo easy the first time. The fight fans will not really jump on it. Floyd is a very slick fighter. He can take Canelo back to school again the second time.
So at this point, you think Triple G is more likely to take on Canelo?
Oh, yeah. Triple G is a fight everybody wants to see happen. That will happen, but they need to let it marinate, like we say in boxing, for a little while, because put them both on the same card, like the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, LA Coliseum, the Mexicans will tear down the place, you know. And then we look for September, you know, because the big date now, Canelo is going to have two fights in 2016, and that's going to be May and then in September, because that was Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view date. Now, the Mexican champion, who is on his way of becoming a global champion, will take those two dates, September and May.
Namdi, how about Miguel Cotto? Great boxing career. This was his fifth loss against 40 wins. What's next for Cotto, or do you see him retiring?
I don't think he should retire. I mean, Cotto's had some brutal fights, great wars in the gym, but he has nothing to be ashamed of. He has maybe one or two fights. But mind you, he signed with Jay-Z, and we brought up Jay-Z last Friday, but the fight fans don't understand in Africa. So what's up with Jay-Z? Okay, Jay-Z is his promoter. Jay-Z is the owner of the company, Rock Nation Sports. But Jay-Z did not do any heavy lifting for this fight, you know, so Jay-Z definitely dropped the ball, you know. So Jay-Z gave him a lot of money to sign him. So Jay-Z will at least get at least two more fights out of Cotto. And there are a couple of middleweights there that Cotto can beat easily.
You were there for the undercard too, Namdi. Any fighters that caught your eye that maybe we should look out for in 2016?
The Mura fight with Gonzalez from Mexico and Japan, it was a great fight. And the Mexican fighter came from behind and then knocked out the Japanese man, which was like a setup for the big fight for us with Canelo Cotto. Yeah, we came there for Canelo Cotto, so any other thing was just a side dish, so we don't pay much attention to that.
On a sad note, Namdi, the boxing world is now mourning the loss of Bob Foster, who died at the age of 76. Your thoughts on Bob Foster?
Bob Foster, we will always remember the first man to knock down the late Dick Tiger of Nigeria, the fourth round, devastating puncher. He dominated the light heavyweight division, and he moved up to the heavyweight. He did not take his power upstairs, like we normally say. He got knocked out by Joe Frazier and by Muhammad Ali. He's one man that we will always remember that he brought his power with him into the division and cleaned out the light heavyweight division. We will miss Bob Foster.
And finally, Namdi, do you see any parallels between Foster and Latif Power Coyote? In other words, not being able to bring that power up to the heavyweight division.
Yes. Good question, Sonny, because not every time when you move upstairs, you can take your power upstairs. You know, you leave it behind and you cannot tangle with the big boys, you know. So that's what happened with Bob Foster, and that's what's going on with Agbara Power Coyote.
All right, rest in peace, Bob Foster.
All right, my man.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. This VOA programming note, Douglas the Mighty Mpuga will be covering for me on the Sports Beat on Thursday and Friday as I take a short Thanksgiving break. I'll be back behind our Voice of America microphone on Monday, November 30th. Thanks.